Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come once again to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about us being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound. Boy, you think I can say that after all this time on here. And anyway, in the studio with me today, Dave is in the house. Good to have you, bro.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
So we have a topic today that we're going to be talking about the impact of prayer
yes.
on our lives and how that we'll get a lot of variations about prayer, but we believe the Holy Spirit's going to kind of, you know, just focus it right in the crosshairs on what he wants us to be talking about primarily. But it's how we handle prayer and how important is it and do we even do it? And so anyway, we'll get there here momentarily. But anyway, you had anything encouraging that you'd like to share with the men?
Well, you know, it starts along with prayer, and it'll segue into what we're talking about. But I you know, my wife and I have been praying for our daughter for quite some time, praying in advance that God would bring someone into her life. And we've just been believing that for months and just praying that, you know, God would prepare the right person
yes.
and everything. And you know, and she's dated, you know, a couple times, you know, throughout her life,
yeah.
and was hopeful that, you know, something would come out of these, you know, I don't know if you call them acquaintances or, you know, friendships yes. and, you know, nothing developed, but, you know, we prayed and I know it's been our daughter's prayer that God would prepare her, for meeting a young man and vice versa, you know, uh-huh. that God would be preparing this young man to meet. So she hasn't dated for quite some time. And then recently she met this guy on the internet that, is from the Northwest, but he's actually going to college in Texas. And through their correspondence and everything, it's just like they're two peas in a pod.
Yes.
And the cool thing is that through, you know, them communicating and getting to know each other, you know, there's a lot of similarities in the desires that they have to withhold their relationship before Christ
mm-hmm.
and to keep it pure. And so, you know, we've been praying this, and then all of a sudden we're actually being able to watch what we've prayed for come to pass.
Yes.
And so it encourages my faith mm-hmm. in prayer
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, God listens and he hears. We don't know all that's happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
But all of a sudden she's sharing with us last night, our daughter, that, you know, this young man wants to save himself from marriage. He doesn't want to kiss until they're married. And that's been the desire of her heart since, you know, mm-hmm. she's, you know, been interested in, you know, having a relationship.
Yes, yes.
And to hear that and to be able to encourage her that, you know, God loves what she's doing.
Yes.
And she's doing it not only for preserving herself for who she marries, but she's doing it out of her love for the Lord and wanting to keep pure and wanting to stay and keep
yes.
herself protected
mm-hmm.
in that sense,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it's just a blessing to see those prayers come, you know, starting to come to pass.
You know, what's funny is not funny, but just to kind of go along with that is that, you know, your daughter ends up showing her love for the Lord by being obedient.
Yes.
Exactly what scripture says. And I mean, how are we to show our love for the Lord? By being obedient to what he says. And in doing so, that is, I mean, that's got to just strike the hearts of mom and dad, right? Sit there and go, oh, man, this is exactly what we've been, like you said, your faith has increased as a result of seeing that.
Oh, absolutely, and, yeah.
But it also means that your prayers are being heard.
Yes.
You know? And, well, they're being heard, but not just that, but God is saying, you know what, I think this may very well be my will.
Yeah.
Because it's his will.
Right.
That needs to take place. But as a result of that, you sit there and you go, okay, we're highlighted, she's highlighted, you know, she's being shown, you know, love back, and how cool is that to be able to see that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know? And it's so wonderful to be able to encourage her and say, you know, what you're doing is such an honorable thing, you know, before the Lord, and, you know, and it just encourages her, you know, to stand strong, to preserve what God is giving her. Yeah. And, you know, and because in our society and everything, it's so easy to give away.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that as a witness.
Yes.
You know, and also that's a witness to her siblings and others around her.
Sure.
You know, that, hey, you can go through our culture that is so opposite of that, mm-hmm. and have a fulfilling life and love God, mm-hmm. and remain, you know, pure and, you know, and see how God can work in the midst of all mm-hmm. this thing and mm-hmm. bring two people together that you're like, wow, is this really true?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the question we ask, like, okay.
But behind the scenes, once again, the things that take place, you know, our children don't do necessarily what we want them to. They watch what takes place. So she's witnessed mom and dad actually praying together, praying for others, maybe even hearing of the miracles of an answered prayer in someone else's life.
Yep.
And probably realizes somewhere along the line that, okay, I do want this and I do desire that, knowing that the temptation is to forget all of that and go ahead and, you know, give your body the pleasure that it desires in a relationship, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that the enemy wants them to do, right?
Yep.
But she has seen it. And that's where the leadership comes in. That's where the parenting, that's where the faithfulness on your part of continuing to do these things in front of your children. I know that because I know you.
Right.
And, but that is, you know, part of the encouragement is that, man, we have to live it.
Yes.
We have to walk the talk, okay? We can't just talk about it and say, do this. You know, we still always hear, at least I did, I should say from my dad, you know, don't do as I do as I say, you know.
Right.
You know, he didn't necessarily say that. He implied that.
Exactly, yes.
Say, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, well, good. That's
yeah.
great. Great encouragement. And that segues right into what we want to be talking about here as far as the impact of prayer
yeah.
on our lives.
And one last thing that comes to my mind on that is that, you know, raising our children in the principles of God
mm-hmm.
and the fruit that can bear out of that, not mm-hmm. that it happens all the time because,
yes.
you know, we all have choices. But,
yes.
you know, raising your children in with God's principles and with a relationship and focusing it on a personal relationship,
right.
you know, can really benefit, you know, the outcome. I mean, it's not that, you know, it's just that personal relationship.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a great thing.
But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden this is the save all, because it really depends on them,
yes.
On the children and their desire to, you know, if they've really not only listened to what the gospel says, okay, but they actually, once again, say, I believe this will work for me. You know,
yes.
your daughter did. On the same token, maybe one of the other siblings won't necessarily see it the same way.
Yeah.
It could be just totally opposite. But that doesn't mean you give up on praying.
That's right.
If anything else, this is a time of fervent prayer.
Yes.
And you persevere, and especially as teenagers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stuff. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, yeah, that was it.
All right. Well, why don't we set, so like I said, we segued right into this thing. You wanted to talk about the impact of prayer, and obviously that's what we're talking about now. And so often we put expectations on our prayer, okay? That all of a sudden, because we pray, that God's going to hear it and actually do it because we're praying to him.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I'm oversimplifying it, but, you know, that's where it really begins in a sense of, you know, what do I put expectations on my prayer? Do I think that everything's being heard? Well, I think the Word of God is pretty clear about it when we get into whether our prayers are being heard or not. They may be heard. God is so powerful.
Yes.
He hears everybody's prayers. But whether or not he's going to acknowledge them and whether or not it be his will, you know, are two different things.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and you mentioned his will, and I've come to the point lately here in the past couple months in prayers and finishing off in my thoughts or how I pray to God or talk with others, and that is Lord willing.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
If it be your will.
If it be your will.
Yeah.
And because, boy, things can turn and not seem to make any sense.
Yep.
And, you know, let it be the Lord's will and not my will, and that's a big deal. But the one thing out of this, the impact of prayer, is I have a verse here out of Romans 12:12, and it says, "Be joyful in hope, mm-hmm. patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."
Yes.
And what stood out to me is the faithful in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, you know, God has, Jesus gave us some examples, mm-hmm. you know, to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
You know, hallowed be your name. And hallowed be your name, you know, I take that as being thankful to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, given the Lord, he is above, given him glory, given him praise. In my prayer and thankfulness, mostly I start off with my prayers and thankfulness,
right.
thanking God for his love towards me, his blessings, mm-hmm. salvation,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it just carries on. And then, you know, it's, you know, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. And so, you know, I pray that I want God's will. So to me, I take his kingdom come as his will for me that day.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, he gives us a process that we can follow. You know, he doesn't want us to be repetitious. He just wants us to be ourselves, but he gives us a guideline that
mm-hmm.
we can follow,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we can ponder on him and think of his words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it's, you know, give us our bread, you know, mm-hmm. give us today our daily bread, not mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's focusing on today,
right?
You know, and you look in Matthew, and it talks about the lilies of the field, or the lilies, you know, and they don't toil and spin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how he feeds the birds of the air,
mm-hmm.
and all this. So we have that, and then, you know, forgive us of our debts, as we forgive those who are debted against us,
mm-hmm.
you know, which don't hold things, bitterness in your heart, or mm-hmm. unforgiveness towards others. So the Lord gives us an outline of prayer,
mm-hmm.
and there's all kinds of scripture that we can pray. But and I don't want to say, hey, there's a certain formula, but he gives that to us to help us,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a guide to communicating with him and spurring our thoughts.
Right.
And so when I go back to Romans 12:12 and faithful in prayer,
mm-hmm.
he wants us to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you and I are talking here. The Lord wants to talk to him through prayer and to communicate just throughout the day. And it doesn't matter what the situation can be, but, you know, we can turn our thoughts and our minds and our hearts to him at any time. And especially, you know, when we're working and doing different
mm-hmm.
things,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's... We can come. We don't have to get in a certain position and, you know, pray to the east or,
right,
you know,
right.
whatever
well,
it is.
Well, you know, it and you're hitting on all cylinders when it comes to what I believe Scripture is talking about, what the Lord is talking about. First, we have been created to spend eternity with him, to give him praise and glory for eternity. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I used to think, oh, my gosh, that's going to get boring after a while. Eternity? You know, I get bored after, you know, a full day of prayer. I mean, and of course I'm exaggerating in a sense, but my point being is that we sit there and we go, this is why we are created. We are created so that we would be able to be with him for eternity.
Yes.
Okay. And as a result of our accepting what we've heard and accept him as our, not only our Savior, but as our Lord, then all of a sudden we're going to come to know him more. Yeah. And how would we do that? Through his word, like what you shared about and everything. But what's so meaningful is the simple fact that no matter what, being in his presence, when we pray, you are in his presence. See, that's what he wants now. He wants us to seek him in all things.
Yes.
Seek the Lord, he says, with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, everything you got, everything you got. Seek me. And if you seek me, then you will receive the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
Okay? And now, so often, we misunderstand that, thinking, oh, man, I wanted this nice house, or I wanted this nice car, or this perfect job, and the perfect family, and so on. So if I do that, then God's going to give me all of this.
Yes.
You know, well, that's what really happens as a result of that down the road, is that our desires turn to his desires. And all of a sudden, those old thoughts and desires of ours are no longer part of our being.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the trap in that I have found personally in, you know, praying for certain things, you know, that you would receive certain things, whether it be a house or a car, different things, is that what happens when you don't get them? How do you look at that?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've past year and a half or two, because of the type of work I do, mm-hmm. I've had to take a step back and ask myself the question, do I base my, how God loves me based on my performance at work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not true. But I believe because of the way our systems are set up, our world, you know, our work governments, if you want to call
yes.
them, and everything's based on performance. You know, you want to get a raise, you got to perform. But our relationship with the Lord is not, you know, we cannot judge what we receive from him material-wise, whether it's a raise, having cars and different things, as a sign of his love for us.
Yes.
And that's a trap
yes.
that we can get into.
Yes.
And, you know, so I've had to come to the point where, like, you know, God's love for me isn't predicated on whether I do a sale today.
Yes.
You
yes.
know? Because yes. it feels great to get a sale.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean God loves me any differently.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And it's easy to get into that trap to think, oh, the Lord doesn't love me because, you know, I'm struggling here.
Yes.
Or something. Yes. And that's yes. far from the truth.
Well, you know, it, and so often we sit there and we believe that when we come to him, because, you know, and we come with a contrite heart sometimes, you know, of humbled and of saying, Lord, I'm praying for my child's in the hospital or something just terribly wrong, and I just praying for that. And we don't understand why he doesn't answer and heal them and take care of them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. One could be that maybe there's sin in my life, okay, that I'm actually doing an intentional sin that most people don't know about, right, that I do it in the darkness, right? But here I am praying for my child. Well, Scripture lets you know and reminds me that, hey, my prayers are not necessarily being attended to. They're being heard, but it could be just rumblings and mumblings, right? It doesn't matter because there's sin. You know, God does not listen to that.
There are definitely examples of that.
Yes. And so what ends up taking place, we have to take a good look at ourselves. But it comes right down to our faith in him and trusting in him. Yes. Are there things that we can do? Absolutely. There's always something I need to be doing to maybe get in line, even more online, more focused on seeking him. Let's take a break, then we'll come back and let's continue talking on this sort of thing, whether it be about, well, I know you've got something you want to read. We're going to go there, too.
All right. Sounds
good.
All right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
You know what I love to smell? I love to smell a ham baking in the oven, or bacon sizzling in that skillet. Ooh, or maybe some German sausage roasting on the grill. You know what I don't love? I don't love to read the weird ingredients listed on the back of most of those packages of meat. Who needs that junk? That stuff is about as useful as a back pocket on your t-shirt. When it comes to your family's health, it's time for you to fish or cut bait. You need to start buying your hams, bacon, and sausage from a quality supplier like Hempler's Meats. Hempler's uses the finest of ingredients, like old-fashioned natural casings and all-natural spices. Plus, Hempler's products contain no fillers. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com.
It's the hope for our tomorrows, the rock on which we stand. It's a strong and mighty fortress.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio, Dave and Raul, and we're on the topic of prayer. And there's a few things about this that there's a lot of different areas that we can go down, a lot of avenues concerning prayer and stuff, but we're going to try to keep it somewhat down this path that I believe Dave wanted to go down. So
yeah, and primarily it's being faithful to prayer.
Yes.
And, you know, prayer has a big impact in our life. And I, for several years, I was, didn't have a prayer life going. You know, I knew Jesus loved me, cared for me. God was as real. I thought of him every day, thought of my faith every day, but I wasn't walking or being faithful in prayer.
Yeah.
And you know, and I look at that time of where I was at, and you know, there was a purpose. You know, the Lord doesn't let his sheep go.
Yes.
He's constantly keeping an eye on us wherever we're at.
Yeah.
And his love for us is beyond our comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a lot of conditions on.
You do?
On the love. Yeah. You know, we
never
think,
done that.
Yeah. You know, we base it on how good we think we are, or, you know, we go through our checklist and, you know, did I do this and did I do that and everything. But I look at this period of time that where I was at, and I had a lot of misunderstanding in my mind about God, and I had a lot of anger and resentment over some mm-hmm. situations, but I never like really pinpointed it towards God. It was just being mad at the situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, which affected my prayer life, affected my communication with others.
Yep.
And not realizing it until I went through a series of events of going through a separation and a divorce, and then my eyes being opened up, you yep. know, that, oh, I was, you know, shouldn't have had this, you know, hard heart towards others. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, you know, in my prayer life wasn't where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now, you know, going through all those things, you know, I have a greater understanding, and I'm thankful, you know, for that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being faithful in prayer, you know, I was one of these ones that would just drive down the road and just pray for a half an hour from point A to point B. And that was my, you know, it wasn't yes. even a serious, you know, it was God help me
yes.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, now my prayers, you know, I get more personal with the Lord because mm-hmm. he understands. I talk to him like, you know, I'd be talking to you or, you know, in a personal way.
Right, right.
And, you know, I have more of an understanding of, you know, the effects of sin mm-hmm. in a person's life and, you know, in my life and what the consequences can be of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it all comes through prayer and asking, you know, asking the Lord for understanding. He wants to give us understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says that he gives us wisdom freely. And it's, you know, and it starts with prayer. You know, it's praying, Lord, give me some understanding of this. I have no clue, you know, what's going on here. Help me to see it through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can see things through the Lord's eyes and we pray and ask for that, we will receive peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
if we ask for peace, who will give us peace?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's my encouragement is, you know, to be faithful in prayer and we'll see the impact of that.
Right.
And it's not, you know, we want to pray because we have a relationship with the Lord, not just to receive something, but, you know, he understands every situation,
right.
knows our weaknesses.
But a big part of this prayer that you're talking about here is being able to get to that place of accepting whatever it is that comes down the pipe, because we still put an expectation on it. Oh, I'm faithful. My child was killed in an accident. I lost my child, and I've been praying like crazy. So why did this happen? Why didn't it happen? We can't give answers for that, because
right.
God knows why he allowed this to take place.
Yep.
And you want to know where the faith really begins? Is at that point there. I mean, in the sense of really knowing that, okay, he allowed this to take place. Whether it be a death or whether it be a disease or something that just changes your life in the way that you look at things.
Yes.
Or it could, I should say.
Yeah.
And maybe what is taking place is that not realizing that maybe as a result of what had taken place, that it's going to impact not only you, but it's going to impact someone else, maybe to the point to where that individual comes to know Jesus. And maybe that individual will end up impacting thousands of people.
Yeah.
Okay? We have no idea.
Yes.
Now, it's tough. It really is. Because all of a sudden you doubt doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Not at all.
Because it's all part of the process. It's like whether it's a grieving process or because you grieve when you end up losing something.
Yes.
You know? You end up, when there's a loss, it's like, okay, there has a, you know, you're going, oh my goodness. Now, should I continue praying for that? Well, the Bible says to be fervent, like you talked about,
yeah.
to be faithful in prayer and continue on and moving in that direction.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not easy.
Oh.
You know, it's not easy.
No.
Yeah.
But in trusting the Lord, and here's the, I think one of the key things is that we try to be obedient to what the rest of the Word says. You know, in the book of James, it talks about that we come together and we reveal our sins together. So fellowship is a huge part of this. Okay, and especially for men, it's difficult for us to gather together anyway with other men.
Yes,
you know, it's. I mean, if you do, that's great. And if you go to church and talk to other men about Christ and what He's doing in your life or what is taking place, praise God that that's taking place. But if you do that even more often, it's just more. I mean, but then it becomes fewer and fewer. That road gets very narrow, right?
Yeah.
But you need to be that one individual.
Yes.
Okay, you need to be that one that is willing to say, okay, I'm going to go down this narrow path because I know it's going to be difficult. I know it's going to be challenging, but I know that the Lord has given me purpose, and that purpose is to seek more of Him and to let others know of Him.
Yes. You know, and I have here in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And, you know, it's, that's where, you know, I just, you know, the encouragement is in that is, you know, just to keep calling to Him. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, praying and not giving up. One of the things that I brought with me that I've had for several years now, actually, after, you know, going through a separation and divorce mm-hmm. almost 7 years ago, is that, you know, I started doing a running prayer journal
mm-hmm.
and writing down, you know, things. And then, you know, I'd be, you know, I'd pray about it and then update it, you know, 3-6 months, whenever, you know, I thought the time was mm-hmm. right. But one of the, you know, like today I have over 14 things that, you know, I have, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's many more things that I pray for.
Sure.
You know, some of them are, you know, praying in advance for, you know, vehicles. 'Cause I know that, you know, at some point here in the future, I'm going to have to make some decisions. And how do I make the wise decisions in doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have that on my prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things I never used to do.
Yes.
But I don't pray over them every day. It's not, you know, a routine, but I have them there. I go to them and I pray over them. And I just, you know, I'll even put my hands on it. Not that that makes it any more powerful,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I'll just say, God, you know, everything that I have written here and you know what should be done and how the process should go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have, you know, direction and wisdom and discernment on my list. Mm-hmm. And some of these things I'll just keep, you know, on there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage, you know, others to do this. I encourage our kids to do this at home.
Yes.
And whether they do it or not,
yes.
you know, they may not be ready for that. But these are just things that we can see the impact of prayer. Because I can go back, you know, a couple of years and see where I've marked things off the list.
So what you're telling us, first and foremost, is that you never used to journal like this before.
No, uh-uh.
Not at all.
No, there'd be on occasions where, you know.
You would write something down.
Write something down, you know, and put it away and not look at it for a year or two.
Yes,
yes. You know, and it was like it didn't. You know, it was more of a routine type thing.
And so what ends up taking place here is that you recall, because you go through these more frequently than you did before,
yeah.
right? And as a result of that, you see the results of maybe that prayer. Maybe the prayer has been answered.
Yes.
You sit there and go, what was that? Oh, yes, yes, look at this.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden it encourages your faith, increases your faith. Right?
Yep.
And gives you even more hope. And then in turn, being able to say what you're saying to us right now.
Yeah. Yep. And that's it. And it's just, you know, you can just see God, you know, at work. I mean, he gave us the gift to write. He gave mm-hmm. us paper and pencils and, you know, all these things, you know,
that would be trees and lead.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody figured it out. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, these are all things to
yes.
their tools that,
yes.
you know, like you said, it increases our faith
mm-hmm.
and we can, you know, and the nice thing is you can go back and you can look at these things and go, boy, God's hand was here, and you totally forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause we get into situations where you may not look at your prayer list for a long time, you know, and you're still praying and very faithful in your prayer. But then you can go back on something like this and go, wow, God was there. You know, that's mm-hmm. an encouragement. Mm-hmm. He did see me through this, mm-hmm. you know?
So I know that you probably have you're probably intentional of going to prayer, maybe close to daily.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And at a time in your life, it was a lot less than that.
Yeah. It wasn't daily at all.
Okay. And yet, part of the reason why that's taking place, that's why I want to take a break right now, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about part of the reason that changed our ideas, and I have mine also, as to why I pray more often than I've ever prayed before, and it's not because the sky is falling.
Yep.
But anyway, I want to be able to talk about that a little bit and encourage some of these men of how, some of the things that we do, and we've heard other men do, to be able to get on this path of being in God's presence more often. We'll
yes.
be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Don't have time or energy to keep up with your yard work?
That's for sure. And that's why we choose Kane's Lawn and Garden, and we have for years. If you live in Whatcom County, Kane's Lawn and Garden can help you with the mowing, the edging, the shrub care and pruning, property weed control, general property cleanup, whatever you need. Give them a call to get a quote, 360-312-9524, or visit their website, caneslawnandgarden.com. caneslawnandgarden.com.
Just about nothing is more frustrating than having your internet service go down. And when your service is too slow, that can drive a person crazy. Whether you live in a remote area of the Northwest or in a city, StarTouch Broadband Services is your answer for super quick and reliable service.
For almost 20 years, StarTouch has provided high-quality wireless broadband connections on its privately owned microwave and fiber optic network. StarTouch provides both business and residential service across Washington State and is now expanding into Oregon and Idaho, too. Learn more at StarTouch.com. I'm running like a prodigal.
That's a good song. Anyway, Dave and Raul in the studio here, and we're talking about prayer, effective prayer, you know, how we even get started on that sort of thing. You know, I've got to tell you, I was raised as a Catholic, and at the time when I was, you know, I've been around the block a few times, right? So this was quite a while ago, and the only prayers that I knew were memorized prayers. Okay, ones that we had from a missalette or whatever, you know, we knew the Lord's Prayer. That was one of the ones that we had. But anyway, there are always memorized prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to hear somebody pray from their heart and what they, you know, speaking to God, that the first time I heard that, it was like, wow, where'd you learn to do that?
Right.
Did you go to school to learn that? That was beautiful. And this was to a pastor. It was a guy, you know, I'm sitting there going, telling me that, man, your prayer is beautiful. And it really was. And because it was heartfelt.
Yep.
Okay. And there was a part of me, he said, the more often you pray, the more you'll be able to do the same thing. And
yeah,
it'll sound just like this. And I go, wow, I've just, you know, somewhere along the line, yeah, I'll probably start doing that sometime, you know?
Right.
But, you know, as men, we just sometimes, and I shouldn't say just men, okay, I have always put that on the back. The only time I would ever pray is when there was a fire and I needed to have that fire, you know, extinguished.
Yes.
So I would get the extinguisher off the wall, right?
And bring in the prayer.
Bring on the prayer and let it fly, you know, and say, okay. And then when it got answered, I'm no longer in that position of there's hot fire, I could put the extinguisher back up on the shelf or whatever, replace the glass.
Yep.
and go from there and say, thank you. When I need you again, I'll come back to you. You know, it was kind of like I only came to God only when I needed him, when there was, you know, but prayer is the time of coming to God and glorifying him and thanking him for the opportunity, for thanking him, period.
Yes.
For life and for the opportunity of being able to be in his presence and acknowledging that and seeing that. And when I started doing that more often, my life started to change. I became more mindful of things that, you know, maybe this isn't the right way to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this isn't the right thing to say at this time. Or maybe this isn't the right time to do something. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it became more, connected in a sense.
Yes. Well, and we hit dry spots, I believe in our prayer life.
Yeah.
You know, where, you know, we can press through that and just ask the Lord, you know, and I did this morning and it was like, Lord, help me to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could not, you know, sometimes I believe us men, we get in our mind, we have to be at a certain place, have a certain feeling going to have a prayer life going with the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's far from the truth, but
right,
we fall into that. And this morning I was just like, you know, I cannot muster up a prayer right now. It was,
yes,
like I just couldn't put my head, my heart together and everything. And it's like, I know in my mind I need to pray, but I don't want to go and be, you know, like a religious, you know, like what Jesus talks about. Yeah, you know, and going through a repetition just to pray.
Right, right.
Because, you know, God's going to sit there and go, now, why are you doing this? You know, and I know I'm wasting my time if I'm, okay, Lord, I'm going to just say the Lord's Prayer, you know, to cover all the bases for the day. And, you know, just, it, you know, it doesn't work like that. God wants us to be authentic, be real with him. And sometimes if we're in that dry spot, Lord, I can't, I'm lost for words. I don't know how to pray. And, you know, at that point, he can trigger some things, you know, in your mind by his spirit to help you out, or maybe you have to come back later.
You know, but you're mentioning, you're talking to him, and this is, you're talking about him right now, just like he was another guy that you talk to all the time.
Yeah.
And that's, see, that's the way I have to look at it. You know, that I can talk to him at any given time. You mentioned it earlier, driving down the road, point A to point B, takes me half an hour, so I'm praying. But then is that the, you know, is that the only time I should pray? No. I think more often today, the more often that I'm in his presence, okay, is when I acknowledge him, okay? How do I acknowledge God? How do I stay in his presence more often? Well, when I give thanks.
Yeah.
And I give him the thanks for what's going on in my life. When I'm in gratitude, when I'm in gratitude about my family, about my marriage, okay? It may not be the perfect marriage, but you know what? You're seeking, both of you are seeking to try to make it work, or maybe you're realizing that you need to seek even more of making it better.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, it's exactly what you're saying. You know, it's, you know, be thankful, rejoice.
Yes.
You know, pray continually, you know, and we read about that in Romans 12:12, you know, about being faithful in prayer.
Right.
And sometimes it's not, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, we got to keep on pressing in, because those prayers, you know, if you write down your prayers, and I can honestly say my prayer list is, you know, number one, and then it'll just say, you know, like, I'll be praying for the boys.
Yes.
You know, it'll just say boys. And then having the boys on there will trigger me to pray for them, you know, because I will go through my list on occasion and pray specifically for each thing I've had.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, at that point, it's like, okay, I need to put the time in and pray to these things, pray about these things, take them to the throne room of God. And he hears, but he wants us to come to him.
Yes.
And to trust him in all these matters in our life that, you know, are really temporary, but, you know, they have a lot of importance, you know. We care about people, and we entrust ourselves to God.
You know, I think one of the toughest things to overcome is this idea of not putting an expectation on your prayers that you're giving to the Lord. You're asking him to be able to do that because you feel your prayers are not being answered. Oh, yeah, here it is. He either says yes, no, or not now.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it's the not now is what drives me nuts. The no, I could get upset about probably and wimp about that for a little bit. But the not now is, you know, I've got to put this completely in his court. You know, it's his will be done.
Yeah.
Not my will, but his will be done. Because he has control over everything. And what he's looking for is for those who are willing to be faithful and to give him, pay him homage. I mean, that he is the Almighty.
Yes.
He's all powerful. And he wants acknowledgement for that from us.
Yeah. And in 1 John 5:14, it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God."
Yes.
"That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us."
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, isn't that great? You know, I would encourage any of our listeners right now to go and just type in prayer, you know, in Google.
Yes.
And, you know, find something, and verses will pop up that will give you things like that to, you know, the confidence of approaching God.
Right.
And, you know, Colossians says, "Devote yourselves to prayer and be watchful and thankful." You know, there's so many things that we have in his word for encouragement in this.
And when you're attempting to be doing the right thing, okay, which is considered a righteous person, when you're seeking to be perfect, because the Lord says, "Be perfect, for I am perfect. Be holy, for I am holy." Okay, these are things we sit there and go, "Serious? I'm never gonna be that way." Well, you're not, but you need to make it your goal. Okay, that's really what it comes down to. In the book of James, of course, he says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And then it goes on to let us know the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Okay, so it's, you know, the fact is that when we acknowledge him, okay, as being not only our Savior, but our Lord, and that we're looking to him to help us to understand and to accept whatever he puts in front of us, and to be able to know what it is that he wants us to do for that day.
Yep.
Because we talked about it before. Do you do this the rest of your life? Sure, we make that commitment, but we do it. How do we manage it? One day at a time.
Yes.
Just for today. Just for today, can I just acknowledge the Lord throughout my day and give him thanks for the simple fact that, hey, my heart's pumping blood, my lungs are working and taking in air in and out of this body with me not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that taking place. And he has purpose for us. We just have to keep seeking him, and he'll let us know.
Yeah. And lastly, I would finish on this is, you know, mostly we've been talking here about praying to the Lord. And I want to add that, you know, when we pray with others also, pray with our spouse, pray with our children, and that's not an easy thing for men to do.
That's right.
And, you know, I was in a situation, you know, where I didn't pray with my spouse, and I encourage every man out there that is in a relationship to pray with your spouse.
Yes.
You know, pray with your children. If you find it challenging, pray about that challenge.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And ask God to help you.
He might just give you an answer very quickly on that one.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And so, you know, it says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
And, Amen. You know, if you have somebody in your church, pray with them too.
So, and if you're married, you have your wife. If you have children, you have them. Gather them together. Take the risk, brother. It'll be well worth it.
Yes.
It'll be well worth
it.
Well, hey, good topic, brother. How about you pray
all
for
right.
our brothers
we'll
who
do
are
that.
Listening?
Hey. Right. Well, Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful day. And we thank you, Lord, for all of our listeners out there. And we ask, Lord, that you bless them today. And draw them close to you through your word, through prayer. And Lord, help them to just receive you, God, and receive the love that you have for them. We just ask your blessings, and we thank you, God, for all your goodness towards us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
The Lord bless you and keep you, brother. There is hope, and you are not alone.